June 1914. Ursula entered her fifth summer without further mishap. Her mother was relieved that the baby, despite, or perhaps because of, her daunting start in life, grew, thanks to Sylvie's robust regime, or perhaps in spite of it, into a steady-seeming sort of child. Ursula didn't think too much, the way Pamela sometimes did, nor did she think too little, as was Morris's wont. A little soldier, Sylvie thought, as she watched Ursula trooping along the beach in the wake of Morris and Pamela. How small they all looked. They were small, she knew that. But sometimes Sylvie was taken by surprise by the breadth of her feelings for her children. The smallest, newest of them all, Edward, was confined to a wicker Moses basket next to her on the sand, and had not yet learned to cry havoc. They had taken a house in Cornwall for a month. Hugh stayed for the first week, and Bridget for the duration. Bridget and Sylvie managed the cooking between them, rather badly, as Sylvie gave Mrs. Glover the month off, so that she could go and stay in Salford with one of her sisters, who had lost a son to diphtheria. Sylvie sighed with relief as she stood on the platform and watched Mrs. Glover's broad back disappearing inside the railway carriage. "You had no need to see her off," Hugh said. "For the pleasure of seeing her go," Sylvie said. There was hot sun and boisterous sea breezes, and a hard, unfamiliar bed in which Sylvie lay undisturbed all night long. They bought meat pies and fried potatoes and apple turnovers, and ate them sitting on a rug on the sand with their backs against the rocks. The rental of a beach hut took care of the always tricky problem of how to feed a baby in public. Sometimes Bridget and Sylvie took off their boots and daringly dabbled their toes in the water. Other times they sat on the sand beneath enormous sunshades and read their books. Sylvie was reading Conrad, while Bridget had a copy of Jane Eyre that Sylvie had given her, as she had not thought to bring one of her usual thrilling Gothic romances. Bridget proved to be an animated reader, frequently gasping in horror or stirred to disgust, and at the end, delight. It made the secret agent seem quite dry by comparison. She was also an inland creature.